Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. We're here with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller, who's found a pretty good way to keep cool during the dog days of August. How are you beating the heat?
Well, Tony, one of the best ways to cool down on a hot summer Texas day is with a nice ice cream cone. But how well do you know your ice cream facts, Tony? I think there's a thing or two I could teach you about my favorite summer treat.
I'll bet you can. Tell us about it.
All right, Tony. Here goes nothing. Did you know that ice cream was introduced in America as a delicacy in the 1700s? In our first year of independence as a nation, in 1776, America's first ice cream parlor was opened in New York.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. If you fast forward a bit, you'll see that when ice cream started its rise toward mainstream, in 1840, the ice cream churn was invented. 11 years later, the first ice cream plant was opened. And then in the 1880s, folks got a taste of the first ice cream sundae. And it didn't take long for Americans to catch on. We love our ice cream. Today, more than 100 years later, it's estimated that 87% of Americans have ice creams in their freezer right now.
And we owe it all to the dairy cow.
Oh, that's true. Between the dairy cows and the ice cream makers, that's what we have. That's how we get our favorite treat. About 9% of all milk we produce here in the U.S. is used to make ice cream. In fact, it takes about 3 gallons of milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream. A cow gives enough milk to make 2 gallons of ice cream each day. That's equal to more than 700 gallons every year.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.